Regarding virtual minyanim, can I answer if I, let's say there's a virtual minyan, could I, and the person's an avo, could they say Kaddish? And if you could say Kaddish, and you could definitely answer, let's assume you, if you can't say Kaddish, that's you can't say Kaddish. What about answering Amen Yehi Shmei Rabo or that? So Tosis seems to say that to be a minyan, you need 10 people in the same room. He's not, it's not even so pashut according to Tosis. If you have 5 and 5 and you can see each other, whether that's considered a minyan, maybe for doing Elokeinu. So that's on benching, so there's more room to be lenient. So let's assume, like Tosis, that you need 10 people in the same room to do a Davashev Kedusha. So then, so basically, if you're not in the room, so clearly if you're virtual, you can't hear yourself. What about answering to a Davashev Kedusha? So, so, because we know the way Tosus learns and others that the that afilu mechitza shel barzel, that even the mechitza shel barzel, but if you hear it, you know, it's okay. So if the minyan in shul and you are in it, you could say everything you want. So what about if you're so we, because some want to point out there's an issue with Amen Yisoma, that if you hear it virtually, it's a delay, and therefore it's a problem. Others point out that, no, it's not a problem. I'm hearing it right away. It might be a 2-second delay, but when I hear it, I'm hearing it. Some might have a problem if it's further away, but we know, what we do know is in Alexander, in Egypt, they used to wave a flag and people answered. Darvish Kedusha. Not just Amen to a bracha, but they Amen Yehi Shmei Rabo. That was good. What about, so I'm wondering, in that shul in Egypt, could the people who didn't hear, could they actually say the Kaddish or not? It could have been the meaning was only one person said Kaddish. But the question is, it it's a pshat that, so if in Alexandria, even in the back of the shul, they couldn't do Kaddish, so certainly anywhere else you can't do Kaddish. But the question was that tefillah b'tzibur, because like, because Rav Soloveitchik talks about when in the Aruch HaShulchan, that when people, let's say there's no more room and it's a small room and you you're davening in the hallway, so that's considered tefillah b'tzibur. So the question is, could those people in the hallway also say Kaddish? I know people do, but is that so? If they do, so then if they can't, then certainly so anyone virtual can't in terms of that. And of course, it's, you know, there's an Indian to daven when the tzibur is davening, but there is no tzibur, so it's, I guess it's good to have everyone davening together, but it might be a different, you know, a different Indian. So, at least according to Rav Schechter, what comes out is you can't say Kaddish if you're not in the room where there's the minyan. However, if you're virtual, you can hear. If you're virtual, you can answer to a davash of kedusha. Like we've, and it's not a problem of an Amen Yisoma, and he doesn't think it's a problem of and you know, it wouldn't be the question whether it'd be tefillah b'tzibur or not. Because it could, in other words, are we making a distinction that you could have tefillah b'tzibur, but you can't answer? In other words, could we have a scenario where I'm saying you're davening b'tzibur, but I myself can't answer, I can't say Kaddish? Maybe yes. So what happened in Alexandria is the question. So certainly the Rav and the Aruch HaShulchan Ameiko, that they're saying it's tefillah b'tzibur, you don't have to put yourself into the room, would they say you could also say Kaddish out there? I mean, in those places, you usually have a minion anyway. You usually have 10 men in the outside in the hallway, so it's probably not a problem anyway. But in theory, and also the fact that you could enter Amen doesn't mean you're getting tefillah b'tzibur. Like, I think they say over, I heard the name of Rav Zelig Epstein. I mean, it sounded like a big Kiddush to me, but if you're listening to watching your wedding video 10 years later, or someone else's wedding video, and you hear the bracha, you can answer Amen. So obviously you're not yotze anything. Maybe it's a separate din that if you hear a bracha, you can answer. But not that you're yotze. Clearly you're not yotze anything 2 years later. So the fact that you can answer Amen Yeheshmei Rabba wouldn't necessarily, according to this, wouldn't prove anything. So maybe if you hear it virtually, you should answer. But you don't get tefillah b'tzibur, you know, etc. So what's clear is if you're in the same room, you could do it. What constitutes the same room is a major discussion. How far do we go? In other words, people assume if you're in the same room, you could do it yourself. Even if you're not in the same room, perhaps it's tefillah b'tzibur if you could hear it directly. But then maybe you can't. Maybe that's only answering. Like in Alexandria, they said you're allowed to answer. I don't know if you could actually do it. And then there's another step. If you're virtual, then you certainly can't do it. But if you do answer, would you get, is it appropriate to answer? And if it is, it's out because you'll get credit for tefillah b'tzibur, or you not even get that. But it's a separate halacha. If you hear a bracha, then you should respond. So that's a major issue, some of the major issues with virtual minyanim.